I'm joined now by Dave Healy, OBE. You all know Dave from running marathons across the Sahara Desert, escaping from Alcatraz prison through shark-infested waters. The latest challenge has been a long time in coming. Over 2 years we've been building up Escape from Colditz, but due to COVID reasons, it's been on the back burner. Dave's finally done it, and I believe this is one of your favourites, Dave.
Yeah, it's been a good one, mate. It has been a good one. Been entertaining, painful, but pleasurable.
I mentioned in the intro there, COVID, putting it on the back burner, but you were affected with COVID yourself, and you really were affected.
Yeah, I mean, back in 2020, I mean, I've lost track of the year, 2020 around the November time, yeah, it hit me before sort of all the vaccinations came out, and yeah, it gave me what you might call a good kicking. I don't want it again, and you realise, you know, how lucky you are with respect to, you know, a few people sadly are no longer here.
You signed up originally to coincide with the 75th anniversary of the liberation of Colditz Castle during the war. So, for the final time, give us a little insight on what it entailed.
For anybody that hasn't been to Colditz, I would recommend it. It is an absolutely incredible place. The town itself, the people, they are wonderful people.
So they saw you off for the start of what was 800 miles?
Yeah, they did. In fact, we had a German friend of ours who has spent about 5 days with us, and he was great, and I'm glad he was there as an interpreter, because we had German TV arranged on the Saturday and we had an interview there, and that was quite funny, having to discuss through Hans to this particular journalist, you know, to do the TV bit, and that went out on the Saturday night. We had the mayor of Colditz come along and say hello on the Saturday, and then on the Saturday afternoon after our little tour, we had the papers turn up, and again, interview via Hans, you know, through the interpreter. It was good and it was great. And then on the 18th, on the Monday morning, 8 o'clock, we rolled down the streets, the cobble streets of Colditz, the six cyclists, me and Dougie on the tandem. We got the support crew and the motorbikes there. And we pulled up at the town hall, and bless him, Robert, the mayor, he gave us quite a speech, gave us a couple of little gifts to take back to the sort of mayor of the West Midlands. And he sent us on our way. And at around about 8:30 on the Monday the 18th, we started the journey back. And it was incredible. There was a lot of pain. There was a lot of pleasure. The hills kept coming and rolling. The roads in what would formerly have been then East Germany were absolutely beautiful. And then when we crossed the sort of imaginary line that was West Germany, East Germany, Hans told us, he said, this is about the point. And you wouldn't believe how the road surfaces changed. Once you got into that kind of West German sort of scenario, the roads were blooming all over the place. But Germany is a place full of hills. On the second day, we had a lovely mountain, only 8 miles high. Oh, my goodness me, Barry. When we got to the top, was I so relieved. That was a long way up. And then on that second day, when you come out, you think, that's it. Oh, the hills just kept rolling and rolling and rolling until we got to a place called Warburg. And then we left Warburg for Essen on the third day. And again, the hills just kept coming and coming and coming. And I'm just thinking, I'll be glad when we get to Holland. It's a bit flatter. And then on the fourth day, we rode out of Essen towards Nijmegen, which is Holland. We rode down quite a long stretch on the Rhine itself. Some of the paths were all bone shakers, but towards the first stop on the dinner time, oh, it was beautiful paths. We hit Nijmegen, which obviously is bordering Germany, Holland. And that was a beautiful place. The way it was described to me as we was coming down there, harbour on the right, shops and restaurants on the left-hand side. It was beautiful. And then on the fifth day, we went Nijmegen down to the ferry port. We got down to the ferry, no problem, in time, jumped the ferry over to Harwich. And then from Harwich, we went from Harwich to Corby. And I'll tell you what, you know you're back in England. Again, we got us some severe hills. And then from Corby, we rode into Meriden and to Pertem's head office, because they were big sponsors. And we were met up with a lot more cyclists. We had the ex-West Brom player Chris Brunt join us. We had Chief Constable Sir Dave Thompson join us. And we had, you know, some high ranking from Samwell, Elisa.
Quite a fanfare.
And, oh, it was brilliant, mate. We then had about, I'd say 25, 30 bikes that then rode with us the last 30 miles into the Hawthorns. The Hawthorns, the reception there was incredible.
Hawthorns being the home of West Bromwich Albion, for those that don't know, and that's also who you fundraise for as well, isn't it?
Yes, the Albion Foundation, yeah. The club, they put a nice spread on for us. They offered us, you know, a room for family and friends to go in and relax. Oh, and it was just one of them moments. Me and Deb had arranged some medals for the team, which, you know, when you get back, it's always nice to have something. So they appreciated that. But the whole journey, Barry, was, as I say, it was painful, but it was pleasurable.
What are you currently sitting at, and how can people donate if they so wish?
Well, as of today, if anybody would be so kind as to donate a couple of pennies or pounds or whatever they want to, it's Just Giving. It's all the W's dot justgiving.com/Team Blind Dave Escape from Colditz. We've just tipped over 31,000. We know that we've got a few bob more to come in. I would love, and I mean I would love, in 2020 to have reached 75K to celebrate the 75th anniversary of the Liberation. Whether we'll meet 75K, I do not know. If you go on to Twitter, at Blind Dave, you'll find everything that was going on. And if you go on to the Facebook, Team Blind Dave, and also that login to my own Facebook.
I'm glad it all went to plan. Congratulations once again to you and the team, and I hope you get to the 75,000. But Dave Healy, OB, thanks for your time, and we'll talk to you again in the near future.
Superstar, Barry. Thank you very much for having me on, as always. Cheers, matey.